first parak of Peya, third Mishnah. This Mishnah includes two concepts. Number one is that the Lashon of the Torah is Lo Sechar Lo Pas Sodcho Likta, which simply implies that when you're harvesting your field, you should not harvest it fully. You should leave something over, which the simple reading implies that the amount you leave over should be at the end of the field. So there's discussion whether it does have to be at the end or it could be at the beginning of the field. There's another halacha that pay is a special type, has a special type of status. There's something called hefker. The person says some of his property is hefker, it becomes property that anybody could take. Peya is a semi-hefker. Only the poor people, only the aniyim can take it. And Lamaisa, we'll see later in the Sefer Shviyas, that we paskin, that if you make a limitation in your hefker, it's regular hefker, it does not take effect. If it's, in other words, if you say that this should be hefker only to somebody and not to somebody else, it's not hefker. Yeah. And halacha lamaisa, the concept of hefker comes up, it could come up before Pesach in respect to one's chametz, it could come up also in Hilchos Shabbos. If a person lends or rents out an animal to a goy, and the goy made the work with an animal on Shabbos, and the Jew is being over in Issa because it's also for his animal to work on Shabbos, and therefore he has to be mafka that animal. If such a situation arises, one should ask the shayla what to do. And anyway, let's read the Mishnah. The Tanakhama says that even though we mentioned before that the classic place of leaving this peya is he harvests everything up till the end, but if he wants to leave something in the beginning and from that point on finish off the rest of the field, it's also acceptable. Rav Shimon says that you can leave peya in the beginning, but you have to leave also at the end. Yeah, and in other words, you have to fulfill this, fill up the shear or of pay at the end of the field. Rabbi Yudayim and Shear Kelat Echad Semechal Mishum Peya. Then Rabbi Inam Noisim Ela Mishum Hefker. Rabbi Yudah says, sounds similar to Rabbi Shimon, that if you left even one kelach, one stalk that you did not harvest at the end of your field, then everything you left in the beginning of field as peah also is combined with that last stalk and it all becomes peah. But if you didn't leave anything at the end of your field, then that which you harvest in the beginning of the field is not peah, and therefore it only has a din of hefker, which is if you amask it completely, then it will be hefker. If not, it won't be hefker. Whereas according to Rabbi Shimon, even if you did not leave anything at the end of the field, whatever you left in the beginning would be peah, just you weren't making your halacha of leaving something at the end, and you'd have to add on to whatever you left in the middle from the end and leave it at the payah.